Yes, it was. In as much as this was the first time that a Conservative leader and a Prime Minister in the UK has actually actively gone out and said, yes, I promise you a referendum on the EU. And not only that, he promised the British people a referendum on whether they wanted to stay or leave the Union. This has never happened before. Having said that, of course, he would have to win the next election. He'd also have to see how negotiations with the EU go. He says he wants to renegotiate the treaty between the rest of the EU and the UK, and he's not that clear about what happens if those negotiations don't go his way. So there are still quite a few unknowns here that we'll just have to wait and see what happens to all that.
As you say, the referendum only goes ahead if the Conservatives win the next election. And of course, a lot can happen between now and then. But do you think the majority of Brits are keen to leave the EU?
Well, there's at least a huge majority in favour of having a referendum on the EU. The latest opinion polls are from just before Christmas, and they show that there was a slight majority in favour of leaving the EU should there be a referendum. But of course, things change by the day now within the EU and also in the UK. And I think when reality sets in, when the question is actually put to people, I think you might get slightly different opinion polls from that, because of course people are worried here, like everywhere else in Europe, about their jobs and their incomes. And if the opposition or the yes vote, if you like, managed to argue that, well, leaving the EU might bring some more powers back to Parliament in London, away from Brussels, but we'll lose more jobs, we'll lose exports, we'll lose more money by doing that. If people go along with that side of the argument, I think the polls might change.
Lush, no doubt the Eurozone crisis has cast a negative light on what the EU stands for. But won't the uncertainty now over Britain's future have an adverse effect on the British economy?
Well, that is the fear. And we've heard over here in the UK already noises from elsewhere in Europe with big trading partners who say, well, you know, we're not going to be very interested in investing further in the UK if we know that we're going into about 5 years of uncertainty over whether that country is still going to be trading with the EU in a manner they are today. And indeed, that is also an argument which will be raised by people who are arguing for Britain to stay in the EU. Interestingly, Cameron's government partner in the coalition, the Liberal Democrat leader and Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg, made exactly that point.
My priority, certainly the priority of Liberal Democrats, is to build a stronger economy in a fairer society. Now, that job is made all the harder if we have years of grinding uncertainty because of an ill-defined and protracted renegotiation of Britain's status within the European Union. That, in my view, will hit growth and it will hit jobs, and that's why, in my view, it's not in the national interest.
Well, as you just pointed out, Nick Clegg there is the Deputy Prime Minister and the leader of the Liberal Democrats. I mean, how on earth can the coalition government now function when the two parties are divided on such a crucial issue?
Well, this is not the first issue they have disagreed on or agreed to disagree on, if you like. And also, this is not an issue which is going to become active, if you like, until after the next general election, which has to be held before 2015. By then, of course, we might not have a coalition government anymore, and the Conservatives might be able to go it alone if they get enough votes. Whether this will be a vote winner remains to be seen, of course. So I think the coalition will continue to work on a day-to-day basis. They are very much conducting a lot of realpolitik here. They do disagree on many things, but they've agreed to do what is best for the country as far as they are in government together, and this doesn't look like the issue which is going to break up the coalition.
Just finally, Lush, do you think the Brits are too quick to forget about all the positive aspects of belonging to the EU?
Well, when you live over here, it's easy to forget the positive aspects of the EU. A lot of the popular press are very anti-EU or EU-sceptic, at least. But I do think also that, as I mentioned earlier, when people are actually put to the test. If they're asked, do you actually want to leave, they're going to start thinking more thoroughly about the benefits as well as the negatives of staying a member of the European Union.